You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Then the Bible says in chapter 7, verse 1, then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time." Somebody says time. 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 Oh, glory to God. "Shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria? Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, 'Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?'" How can this thing be? Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, God put a time on it. God put a time on it. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof." Verse 18. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me ask you this question before I read that. Are you putting a time between you and your blessing? Amen, somebody. I want you to say it. I want you to say it. Am I putting a time between me and my blessing? Amen. Thank you, wife. Am I putting time between me and my blessing? Amen. Am I putting time between me and my blessing? Oh, glory to God. The things that God has for me. Verse 18. And he came, and it came to pass as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. And that lord answered the man of God and said, "Now behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven," oh, glory to God, if he was to make windows in heaven, because sometimes we're looking at the conditions. He said, if God was to make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? How can this be? Come on. Oh, glory to God. Especially within 24 hours. How can you do this? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know that verse 13 says the city was consumed by a famine. Oh, glory to God. Chapter 6, verse 4 says that the city was such and such. Hold up. Chapter 6, verse 25 through 29 says that they were eating each other. Come on. Oh, glory to God. That there was such a famine in the land. They were eating horse heads. Come on. Buying calf, dove. Oh, glory to God. They were doing all kinds of things because of the condition of the city, because of the siege that was upon the people of God. I was looking at the condition, and he was having a hard time with the time. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say it again. He was having a hard... How can this be? How is this going to happen? Oh, glory to God. I'm looking at what's going on in the city. I'm looking at the famine. The famine was so bad, even the lepers wouldn't come up in the city. Hallelujah. Isn't that the type of God that we serve? Sometimes, hallelujah, God is not going to leave us any room to boast and brag. Glory to God. We want the ability to be able to boast and brag. Come on, you can sit down. Hallelujah. To say, "I did this," I went on a 100-day fast. Come on. Ooh, glory to God. How can this thing be? Here we see the prophet gives the people of God a glimpse of the future. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. And he didn't say a year from now. Come on. He said 24 hours. He said that God was going to do this thing in 24 hours. Y'all looking at me like a cow looking at a new fence. Oh, glory to God. Because let me say this, when it comes down to time, how many know that all of us are conscious of time? When we wake up in the morning time, before we even pray, a lot of us look at the clock because we're conscious of time. I got to go to work. Oh, glory to God. We get sometimes in such a hurry. Amen. Then, okay, all right. Hallelujah. Because we know that time is valuable. Oh, glory to God. And if you're anything like me, I don't like people to waste my time. Amen, somebody. Because my time is valuable. So we're very conscious of time. When you look at Genesis chapter 1, hallelujah. One of the things that, you know, I've come to find out that the scholars, they're always debating about time. Oh, glory to God. How much time it took. Amen. And they wrestle between Chronos time and Kairos time. Somebody say time. 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 We have our time in mind. It's amazing that there sometimes God will give us something to do. How many of God has ever given you something to do that was way bigger than you? Amen. It was way bigger than you. You didn't even know how you were going to do it. And so you start formulating, you start drawing out your plan. Amen, somebody. You done got your little 5-year plan. I remember one day, praise the Lord, when my wife says, I'm going to be debt-free in this many years. And I'm going to, you know, you remember that, sweetheart? And I'm going to say that was her plan. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes our plans don't always line up with God's plans. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say time. Time, 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 time. Hallelujah. Time. Oh, glory to God. Let's see, where we want to go. I want to go to, and I'm just taking my time. Somebody say he's taking his time. Hallelujah. Go to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. Amen. I just want to be in the center of the Lord's will. We're probably going to come back here. Oh, glory to God. But let's run over to John chapter 11. I wrote down some verses of scripture back there in the back. And we're just going to let the Lord have his way. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Now we're not going to read this whole thing, but this is a story about Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And Lazarus had died. They sent word to Jesus, and they said, you know, Jesus, my brother has died, and, you know, he's sick. He's sick, and we need you to get here in a hurry. Amen, somebody. Jesus decided to take his time, and by the time that Jesus showed up, the man had been dead for 4 days. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? Jesus wasn't in no hurry. He was taking his time. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes God, I look at my life and I realize that sometimes God had to let me die. Amen. I'm not talking about dying as in going to the grave, but die to self. Come on. Die to my will. Die to my desires. Amen, somebody. Die to my trying to figure it out, work it out. Oh, glory to God. There's just sometimes that the Lord got to let us die. I'm talking about get stank dead. I'm talking about when you they said, Lord, he's been dead for 4 days. You can't go up in that grave, in that cave. Come on, he stank. All right, I better stop paraphrasing it. Oh, glory to God. And so Jesus gets there, and one of the sisters come out. I just wanted to kind of update you on the story here. And so the Bible says, and drop down to verse 19. Let's go to verse 19. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say limit. Limit. Oh, glory to God. We are very good in the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. When God don't work our plans about putting a limit on the Lord. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 22. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God. Now, it's amazing because sometimes we as men and women of God, we talk faith. Come on, we preach faith. A lot of the people in the church, we know how to talk faith, preach faith. Oh, glory to God. It's amazing even that we know the word. Okay, all right. If you ask God, God will give it thee. Now, this sounds like faith. Come on, it sounds like she's really believing here. Verse 23, and Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Now check these words out. He shall rise again. Oh, glory to God. And because she thinks that she knows a little word, Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Come on, she put a day on it. Tell somebody she put a day on it. Oh, glory to God. She put a day on it. She limited it. She put a limit on it to the last day, to the day that she thought and believed it was going to happen. I mean, I know we do things like that. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. God says, I'm going to bless you with a car, and you start looking at your paycheck. Come on, somebody. You start looking at your wallet. Amen. Your ability. Amen, somebody. God says, I'm going to give you a house. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to put some keys in your hands, and you start looking at what you got, your credit report. Oh, glory to God. I ain't going to get too many amens up here. Yeah, amen, somebody. You must be in the house because you don't need it. Woo! We put a day on it. Okay, let me say it this way. We put a time on it. Oh, glory to God. We all guilty of that. We're all guilty of that. We put a time on it. Hallelujah. We're so conscious of time. And the wonderful thing about our God is that, guess what? He sits outside of time. He don't need your time. He created time for you. He don't need to operate in time. I love our Lord because, guess what? Our God can move back and forward in time. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He can go to the AD. Come on. He can go to the BC. He can go to the dinosaur age. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory. Limited to time. God knows. God can deposit a suddenly in time. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. God can suddenly. I think I'm gonna do something here in this here period of time. I think I'm gonna step into this. Okay, all right. Maybe I'm just by myself. Oh, glory to God. I know that God is not limited to time, but, you know, sometimes we just need him to do something in our time. Okay. All right, okay. And so she says, she puts a time on it. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Come on. You can't put a time on the resurrection. I'm the one that called the shots here. Come on. I'm the one. If I want to raise something up from the dead, come on. I can do it right now. Come on. Can I say something? And so, the resurrection is not a day. Come on.
Right.
It's not a time. The resurrection is standing before you right now. I can do it now. Stuck on now is as much as we're stuck on time. Come on. We will see stuff done now. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. I had the slightest idea. Okay, all right. Okay. I ain't even gonna say that. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I wonder, did he say it with attitude? Like, you know, do you know who's standing in front of you? And the life. Come on, I'm the one that gives the life. Come on. I put the time on it. Hallelujah. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Oh, glory to God. And she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ. Hold on a second. I know who I am. I know you believe that I'm the Christ. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But do you believe that I'm the resurrection? Resurrection Day. We call it Resurrection Day. We don't call it Easter, but praise God, the unfortunate thing about it is that sometimes we limit it to a day. Amen. When it ought to be every day. We ought to wake up in the morning time and realizing that God can resurrect something today. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now. Amen, somebody. See, that's how we put limits. We put limits. We're professional limiters sometimes. Amen, somebody. They even put limiters in your cars nowadays. And if you want to pay for more speed or to be able to go faster, amen, even though the speed limit is 75, if you want to pay to go faster, they can take the limiter off or raise the limit. Some of y'all probably didn't even know that, huh? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. That's it. Take the limits off. Look at somebody and say, take the limits off of your God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And when she had said, so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master has come and called us for thee. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. And Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in a place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, they rose up hastily and went out and followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, she saw him and fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, oh, glory to God, at the time that we you know, sent and told you that he was sick. If they limited, she's limiting him to a time. You didn't get here in time. You got here 4 days. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, points out, he was in the grave for 4 days. Oh, glory to God. You talk about being late. You talk about being late to work. You show up to work 4 days later. Come on, somebody. You fired. Glory to God. Somebody say time. Time. I don't want to spend no more time here, but I'm just showing you, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. How we limit the Lord. Amen, somebody. Go to John 5. John 5. Let me see. John 5. You know, yeah, John 5. Go to John 5. Amen. John chapter 5, since we're here. Some of you all, you say, you know, you might say, well, sometimes I'm just writing down scripture. Amen. And I've learned to just, you know, I'm learning to stop wrestling with God and get out here. Because I don't even know how to start half the time anymore, you know. Oh, glory to God. And then God will only let me write out so much. Amen. I'm doing my best to learn how to trust him to speak and say what he want me to say, because he know what you all need. Amen, somebody.
Yes, yes.
Amen. And so the Bible says in John chapter 5, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folks. Come on, oh glory to God. Blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water, waiting for the moving, for an angel. For an angel went down at a certain season, oh glory to God, into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Hallelujah. Verse 5. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. Somebody say 38. 38, oh glory to God. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there a long time, amen, somebody. In other words, I'm sure that, you know, when Jesus and his parents would visit, oh glory to God, the city, hallelujah, he probably would see that man laying by the pool, and he'd come back later on and he's still laying by the pool, and he'd come back again and he's still laying by the pool. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto him, as a matter of fact, the impotent man answered him and said, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. I have no man. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, stop looking at man. Stop looking at man. Oh, glory to God, to help you. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And he said, when the water is troubled, we know that the Bible says that the angel would come down and trouble the water at a certain season. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Here he is. Here he is. He's probably looking at his condition. Amen, somebody. He's waiting on a season. He's waiting on a time. Amen, somebody. He's waiting on when he could be first in the line. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. He's waiting. Hallelujah. And okay, all right. Somebody say time. Time. Oh, glory to God. Time. One thing I've come to find out about faith. Faith in God. Somebody say faith in God. Faith in God. Okay, let me say this here. Glory to God. How many remember Joseph? Joseph is in the prison. Who knows how long he's going to be there. He's been there so long that he's worked himself up to be like a little overseer, even though he's in jail. Somebody's giving him a permission, put him in charge in jail. Oh, glory to God. He goes to sleep one night as a prisoner, and he wakes up the next day second in charge in Egypt. Come on, the most powerful nation on the planet. Our problem is that sometimes we don't believe that God can do suddenly. I remember, let me tell this testimony. I feel a check in my spirit to tell it, so I'm going to tell it. Me and my wife, we
were listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and acknowledge some of the people that have been a blessing even to this radio broadcast. And I would love it if you supported their business. Praise the Lord. One of them is a wonderful man of God that I've been knowing for a long time. Lots of zeal, love to talk about the Lord. And I would love for it that you were mindful of him. If you ever need a lawn service or a tree cutting service. And that is, I wanted to say Deacon Butterfield, because he's a deacon at a local church. But Mr. Butterfield Lawn Service and Tree Cutting Service. His telephone number is 321-266-9507. I'm going to say that one more time. 321 866-9507. And also a young man who I just recently got my windows tinted by over on Merritt Island. His business is called No Limits Window Tinting. And his telephone number is 407-663-3401. That's 407-663-3401. No Limits Window Tinting, located on Merritt Island. All right, well, God bless you. I sure hope that you have a blessed Christmas, an awesome Christmas, a mighty Christmas, and God do abundantly beyond all that you ask or think.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. Recently, Brandon Showalter of the Christian Post described in detail one of the consequences of our culture's ideas about gender and identity. Quote, under the banner of gender identity, men who are hardened criminals but self-identify as female are now allowed to request a transfer to women's prisons. This is happening in states across the U.S., in Canada, and the U.K., end quote. What Showalter reported, an immediate response by many who hear this sort of news, is shock and surprise. After all, we were told, this kind of potential harm to women would never happen. Concerns about men taking advantage of the system were overblown. Well, according to Amy Ichikawa, however, a former inmate at Central California Women's Facility, who now runs a nonprofit for incarcerated women, the experience of men being granted residence in a women's facility was, and I quote, the most helpless feeling I've had to date, end quote. She continues, I'd call home every day crying for weeks, trying to explain to my family that there was a serial rapist housed here and that this is legal, that the state did it. My family thought I was delusional, and that just added to the helplessness, the feeling of utter vulnerability. Well, Ichikawa's experience was no delusion, nor was it an isolated incident. In fact, as more and more men seek transfer to women's prisons under these new policies, incidents, as you might guess, are piling up. In 2019, a 29-year-old male inmate named Janiah Monroe was transferred to an Illinois women's prison, despite being convicted of attempted murder, aggravated battery, and strangling a previous cellmate. Within just 2 months, Monroe was accused of raping multiple female prisoners. Madeline Harkes, previously known as Matthew Harkes, is a serial sex offender, originally imprisoned in Canada for the sexual assault of 2 children under the age of 5 and another 7-year-old girl while on parole. Despite a psychiatric assessment that determined that Harkes possessed, and I quote, an all-encompassing preoccupation in sexually abusing young girls, he was sent to a woman's halfway house and then a women's prison before being released back into a Toronto suburb. The examples that I've given so far, which are just a few, are not formed out of bigotry. They really happen. Locking women in close quarters with criminal men is an obviously bad idea. One so obvious that only an irrational prior commitment to an ideology can ever make sense of deciding it. Now let me be clear, making prison safer for everyone, including those who identify as transgender, is a goal worthy of any civilized society. It was one of the great causes of the life and ministry of Chuck Colson, and it's something grounded only out of Christian history. At the same time, the safety of some should never come at the expense of others, especially the most vulnerable. Just yesterday, that much was common sense. Ignoring the real differences between men and women is the social construct. It's a feature of a culture that has untethered itself from reality. The biological realities of men and women are not social constructs. And by ignoring those realities, prisons in the U.S. and Canada are putting incarcerated women at increased risk of rape and violence. And the women who are bearing the brunt of this insanity